We begin this morning with prayer. We have a special prayer request for Henrietta Senecal, who is the grandmother of Amber Senecal. She is in the fourth stage of colon cancer and will undergo surgery today. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, having safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doing, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. Our gracious Father in heaven, through the merits of your Son and by your invitation, we approach you on behalf of Henrietta Senecal. Grant wisdom and ability to the surgeons and those who provide her with medical care, that she may be restored in health if it is your will. Above all, comfort her with the knowledge of her Savior through your gracious word, so that when her time has come to depart this life, she may be received into your kingdom through faith in her Savior, in whose name we bring our request. Amen. Hymn number 403, verses 1 through 3. 403, verses 1 through 3. Please stand. Nicodemus answered Jesus and said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things?" In that nighttime visit, Jesus gave Nicodemus a glimpse into the work of God, the Holy Trinity, the Father who loves and gives, the Son who came from the Father to be lifted up as the sacrifice, the Holy Spirit who gives new birth. This teaching was confusing to Nicodemus, and it is confusing to the world. Even after the Lord's passion, resurrection, ascension, and the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, there was confusion in the church. How can these things be? What is the true teaching of the universal or Catholic Church? What must I do to be saved? Turn now to page 29. Jesus told Nicodemus that flesh is flesh and spirit is spirit. But the fact that these words were spoken by the eternal God who had been born of a woman pointed to the union of divine and human, which is at the heart of our Christian faith. Through the centuries, many have tried to reconcile the irreconcilable. And most of this conflict resolution has focused on Jesus Christ. Who is he, really? A man who taught divine truth? A God who looked like a human? A human with an arsenal of divine attributes to use at will? A one-of-a-kind creature sent by God to redeem the world? In time, it became necessary for the church to use Scripture to formulate concise statements about Christ, which would help her sons and daughters, you and me, to confess who Christ is, to know God's attitude towards us, and to secure our hope for the future. When we join in that confession, we make the best practice of praise. The Te Deum Laudamus, you, God, we praise, is an example of such praise. We are not sure of the authorship, but many scholars believe that the poem was written by Nicetas, a bishop in what is now Serbia. Nicetas was an author of catechism instruction books, as well as a poet and a hymn writer. One poem that celebrates his work as a missionary to the pagans in the north says, "Nicetas, journeying home, is greeted everywhere with joy, because in his apostolic labors in the cold regions of the north, he has melted the icy hearts of men by the warmth of divine doctrine. He has laid the yoke of Christ upon races who never bowed the neck in battle." It was and is important for catechists, missionaries, and evangelists to be able to teach the truth in understandable, winsome, and memorable ways. In the text of the Te Deum, we have an example of such teaching. From the throne room of God to Christ's birth of a virgin, to his resurrection, ascension, and heavenly coronation at the right hand of God the Father, we sing that we are part of the grand plan, as we will be in that last and glorious day. The Te Deum Laudamus is God's story, but just as important, it is our story. At the conclusion of the hymn, in a later addition to the text, we set our corporate identity aside and pray that God would keep each one of us in the faith and sustain us on our spiritual pilgrimage. Turn now.